Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Ladies and gentlemen, the system has grown out of control. The government is stealing from the people by debasing the currency. There are constant FBI raids on peaceful people. Cops are killing people in the streets. The president is provoking a war with a major nuclear power. What can the people hope to do about this? The peaceful revolution needs to begin, and it ain't gonna happen while people are willing to sit around and take it. Nobody is telling the truth. Nobody has your best interests in mind. Nobody is looking out for you. And nobody is coming to save you.
And nobody is back!
Welcome back, nobody.
Wow.
Thank you.
The crowd's gone wild. Wow. Welcome back. It has been way, way, way too long.
Oh, yeah.
You were missed, my friend.
You too, man.
And now our masters, our federal masters, have allowed you to speak again.
Indeed. As long as I don't bait them too much.
Yeah, you don't want to bait those guys. I mean, they don't deserve it. They didn't.
Yeah. I can't help it, though. I'm a master bait.
Just for a little bit of history for listeners that don't, you know, maybe there's somebody tuning in for the first time tonight. Our homes were raided on March 16th. We're not supposed to talk about the case, but I think we can talk about the past and, you know, what has happened to bring us to this point. They arrested six people. You and I were two of the six, the Crypto Six, as they've been called. One could go to thecrypto6.com to learn more about the case. But we're accused of all manner of Bitcoin-related quote-unquote crimes with no victim. And they kept me in a jail cell for 69 days and you for approximately 6 months before finally deciding that...
Mother rapers, father stabbers, father rapers, sitting right there with me on the Group W bench.
and you were let out with some pretty restricted bail conditions. I was also let out with some very restricted bail conditions. I have an ankle monitor. You do not.
No.
You were told you could not speak publicly. I was allowed to speak publicly.
Mm-hmm.
We're both not allowed to use cryptocurrency.
No.
And we're also prohibited from doing, you know, marijuanas or anything like that. And
smells a lot different in the studio tonight.
Yeah, that is one way we will not be able to celebrate tonight, unfortunately, and that is a real bummer. But if you want to join us here, maybe you've been waiting to hear the return of Nobody. He's back, and he's with us for the whole show here tonight until, you know, future further notice. You're back on Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160 is the number. That's 603-283-6160. So there's obviously a lot we can talk about, but you haven't been on the air for, I mean, you did call in, I think, a couple times, right, while you were in a jail cell?
Well, I was in jail. Yeah. I pretty much until you got out, I could call in. And,
right.
And then you were on the air, so I was like, I can't do that.
Right, because they don't let, for whatever reason, they don't let co-defendants talk to one another, I guess, as a general rule in criminal cases. And
just for being accused of doing a crime, not having been proven of been, you know, doing any crime.
Yeah, that's a good point. We have not gone to court yet. We've not been found guilty of anything, but yet our rights have been stripped from us as people who are sitting on bail conditions. And that's a pretty frustrating situation for people that actually care about rights, for people that actually believe in freedom.
It's disgraceful the way the feds behave.
The whole thing. I mean, from top to bottom. So, again, phones are open. You can bring up what you want. I do want to talk about the Freedom Convoy tonight. That's for sure.
That's been in
the news. You have been following this as well. But up until this point, you haven't been able to express yourself in any meaningful sense on any kind of platform, quote unquote. You can't use Twitter. You can't use, you know, fill in the blank, whatever it is. Although now you might be able to use social.freetalklive.com, since that's an arm of the show. It's a technical aspect of the show.
Yeah, yeah. I would consider that part of my outreach duties.
So. Right. So that's a possibility. And you know, our chat server. I think you probably would be allowed to use that, since you can do technical, you know, things for the show. I'm on the chat server as well. I'm also over at social.freetalklive.com. So those are some ways.
I'm also on the Matrix.
Yes, and you couldn't do. Like, you couldn't even do, like, an interview. Like, if somebody on a TV station wanted to interview you about the situation, they would tell you.
They didn't specifically say interviews, and I did do one interview. Hmm. I was supposed to do two interviews, but I came down with COVID for the second one.
Oh, wow. How was that, by the way?
I lay in bed and sweated like a bastard for a week, and then I was okay.
Okay. Was it, like, the worst thing you've been through as far as the sickness?
It wasn't nearly as bad as the lockdowns. I'd take COVID over the lockdowns any day.
Well, to be fair, though, I mean, did we really have a lockdown in New Hampshire, or was it just a strong suggestion?
Well, it wasn't so much a lockdown.
They called it stay at home.
It was a freeze out because nobody was doing anything. There was no music.
Yeah,
there
that's
was
true. No fun.
No anything.
No
I remember
karaoke.
We went to that one. What was it? A comedy show?
Yeah, there was Jim Brewer. Had come to Keene.
And they yelled at you for getting 20 feet away from the car.
Right, while he was trashing the lockdowns on the stage, while he was trashing the restrictions. The self-appointed security agents or whatever were trying to enforce them. It was quite the contradictory, ironic situation that we had to deal with there. But his comedy was good.
I can't believe they've got the sheep in masks again.
Oh, in Keene?
Yeah, all the sheeple in Keene are all masky.
Yeah. Is it really that hard to believe, though?
Yeah.
It is Keene.
It is Keene.
After all.
Neato Keene.
Yeah.
I love Keene and I hate Keene at the same time.
I think Bonnie feels kind of similar.
Yeah, I agree.
About Keene. 100%.
Sometimes more towards the hatred.
I don't know where else I'd rather be, though. I mean, I think Keene's a cool little town, all things considered, and the people here are pretty good.
Yeah, they are. And the people who care about liberty
are great.
When they meet another one, they really appreciate it.
Yeah.
You know, but you know, we basically came to Keene because we knew we were going to do a lot of civil disobedience.
Right.
We knew that was going to annoy the neighbors, so we went to a town that was a lost cause. That's how I remember
that's
the
true.
Decision being made to go to Keene.
That's definitely something that I considered when I moved here. It was like, okay, well, this is going to be one of the most statist areas of New Hampshire, one of the most lefty areas. You're close to Vermont, you're close to Massachusetts, and there's a college in the town. So, like, you've got all three of those factors to
not much of a college.
To consider. Well, I mean, there's 4,000 students or whatever. And
I grew up in Ann Arbor, Michigan,
right?
100,000 townies and 50,000 students.
Well,
by the way, did you hear Ann Arbor has decriminalized mushrooms?
I did.
Like that? Isn't that interesting?
I did. Well, that's the thing. Ann Arbor was always good for that. Mm-hmm. I got caught with weed when I was a kid. They wrote me a $5 ticket.
Wow.
And that was the city ordinance.
When was that? The 70s or 80s?
That was in the late 80s. And it stayed that way until the late 90s. But basically, the town council, the city council, they couldn't legalize it. But what they did is they instituted a $5 fine for possession of marijuana, and then they forbade, as a matter of policy, the police from charging you under the state law, which was much harsher. So that was their loophole that allowed them to come as close as they could to legalizing it. So there were good things about Ann Arbor, although last time I was there, I got thrown out of every Ann Arbor Facebook group because I'd say something about guns, and they'd just be, you're out of here.
My God.
I couldn't stay there.
Wow. Well, we're glad to have you here. The phones are open. You can join us. We're going to talk about the Freedom Convoy and the latest, which is not good news, at least as far as a fundraising perspective. The good news is they're still there.
They tried to use GoFundMe. They shut them down.
What were they thinking? Yeah.
Don't use GoFundMe. GoFundMe is a bunch of crooks.
Yeah. What is the alternative, though? That's a question I've been asking for the last few days. What's
a
the
website
best
and crypto.
Well, obviously, yes. But as far as people that don't have crypto, they want to use a credit card or a debit card.
If you want to donate,
I can build you a system.
If you want to donate badly enough, you can figure it out.
I'm just saying, there's probably already something out there. Why rebuild the wheel if somebody already did it? More coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live, folks. Open here if you want to join us. Maybe you want to talk to nobody for the first time in mostly a year, close to a year. You can do that. The number 603-283-6160. It's Ian, Bonnie, and nobody in the studio tonight. 603-283-6160. And we're raising money for Give Directly, which is the first nonprofit that allows you to give money directly to people living in extreme poverty. And by extreme, I mean they have to walk for miles to get some water that they can drink. That's the kind of poverty we're talking about. Families in Bemet and Kilifi counties in Kenya who are in need. The folks over at Give Directly are giving money directly to people in need. And they find that giving cash to people living in poverty can drive a range of important positive changes in their lives, like employment, nutrition, health, and education. And it allows the individual to invest in what they need rather than having organizations or people thousands of miles away deciding for them. So if you support that vision of how to help people, then get over to give.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live will be matching your contributions up to $30,000 in total. That's give.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones, to the fun here. We've got Rob in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live. Rob, you're on with nobody.
Thanks, Ian. Hi, nobody.
Hey, how you doing, Rob?
Oh, man, I missed not hearing from you, brother.
Yeah, I miss you too, man.
Yeah. So, I wondered, had you heard that the Lori list is now out?
Do you know what that is, nobody?
The Lori?
It's called the Lori list in New Hampshire.
Oh, yeah, the crooked cops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the crookeder than most cops.
Exactly. And I wondered if you have gone over that or if you've seen the list at all.
I have not. I wonder if the guy who busted me for being a felon in possession of a garden tool is on it.
Oh, good question. If you know his name, I only look for the ones that were in Keene because those are really the only ones that I know. But there's, what, like a few pages worth of them, right, Rob?
Yeah, there was a list of 90 names came out. And then the same day, the Attorney General's office redacted about 10 or 15 names.
Yeah, they're still covering their, protecting their own.
We went to court for one of our friends just to film, and there was somebody else we knew there, and they told us that they tried to use the Lori list in court as proof that this cop was crooked because he was on the Lori list, and the judge, I mean, like, of course the prosecution or whatever was like, no, objection, that's not relevant, and the judge got mad. The judge was like, I'm not accepting this in my court. Even though it's like, you know, it's real.
Well, it's evidence. He doesn't want to deal with evidence.
One of the names that was on the list but was taken off because they had filed an appeal so they could try to get off was Jim McLaughlin.
That's a Keene cop.
He was a Keene detective, and back in 1985, he was reprimanded for falsifying of records.
Oh.
Well, he is the
for Keene... falsifying a what?
Records.
Oh.
He was the Keene cop, or is, I think he's still there. He's the one that does all the undercover, pretend to be a teenage girl or boy online and get people to want to, like, you know, meet him for sex.
What kind of freak do you have
he's
to be
to
want that job?
Yeah. And I think he also does their other sex stings where there was one guy who a few years ago in Keene got arrested at the McDonald's in the parking lot because he was going to meet what he thought was a college girl to have paid intercourse with, and turned out to be the Keene police.
Ruined
so,
that guy's life over almost having sex with a 21-year-old or something.
Exactly.
Good Lord.
So
if you can't if you can't go to a 21-year-old, who can you go to?
Well, what he was doing is he was setting off child pornography. Like, he did that to somebody over here in Vermont. Sent them off pictures of, you know, children in sexual positions. And, you know, for some unknown reason, this guy came to Keene and then met up with McLaughlin.
I don't know.
Wow.
Thanks, Rob. Anything else you want to share tonight?
No, but welcome back, nobody. And I'm smoking a doobie for you, brother.
Groovy. You're going to have to do it for me for a little while.
Yeah, take an extra toke for me. Thanks, Rob. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. The number, if you want to join us here, is 603-283-6160. And, of course, something like the Lori List, that's just the name of it here in New Hampshire. It only scratches the surface. These are the guys that were so egregiously bad that they had to get written up, that there was something that they just couldn't avoid, they couldn't excuse, and they had to create a record on, they couldn't just get a stern talking to.
It's like when somebody works for the mafia and they do something so horrible that the mafia kills them for it.
Yeah. Well, in this case, almost all of them were still on the job. There's a record.
Yeah.
And the like ACLU and other rights groups have been fighting for years to make this list public. It had been secret, and finally somebody uncovered its existence, a decade or two ago, and they've been fighting ever since to actually reveal the information on that list. So finally, some court
ordered
them to.
They only keep lists of crooked cops so the politicians know where to go when they've got a plum assignment.
Yeah, I was just wondering, who keeps the list? It is the government?
The Attorney General, I believe,
wow.
Which is the top cop, so it's the government, the cops
Big
themselves.
Cop.
When you want something shady done, you knows exactly where to go.
Right.
He's got a little list.
So
that's why I always enjoyed taking confession.
We were talking about going to get into the Freedom Convoy, and this is a pretty big story. We've been covering it and now for more than a week. The big run-up, of course, was last week as they were traveling from the Vancouver, so the west coast in Canada, all the way over to Ottawa, which is the capital in Canada. Many of them arrived a week ago, so this last Friday, the official day of the occupation, if you will, began on Saturday, where truckers were parked and are, from what I can tell, still parked out in front of Parliament there, the Parliament building, and occupying not the entire street. There is still a lane open, so I believe if there's like an ambulance or something that needs to get through, that can
They're
still
intentionally
happen.
Not blocking traffic.
Right, and I thought that was interesting because they were being accused of doing that, but they actually weren't.
They've been accused of a
lot
of stuff.
Yeah.
And lies.
Yeah, it absolutely is. So they... Organizers, some of them, two of them, went on to the GoFundMe site, which has been notorious for taking down freedom-friendly fundraisers in the last few years.
They're scum.
Yeah. And they managed to raise $10 million, $10 million Canadian dollars on this fundraiser in the course of
That's like $3 million American.
No, it's more than that. In the course of, 10 days? So they're raising $1 million a day on average for this thing.
It was absolutely Canadian dollars.
Yeah, it was absolutely amazing. And then what do you know?
Beauty, eh?
What do you know? They froze the fundraiser after they reached their goal, which was $10 million, and they reached 10.1.
Well, they let them raise as much as possible because then GoFundMe gets to earn interest on that money.
Oh, it sounds much worse than that, nobody. We'll tell you what.
Are they going to steal it, you think?
I'm going to read their statement. Wow. GoFundMe has made a statement about this, and you will decide for yourself what they're planning to do with the $10 million, because it seems pretty nasty to me.
I got some suggestions for you.
Yeah, more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live. You can join us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A massive winter storm is blanketing the East Coast after battering much of the country this week.
Snow is falling from Maine all the way back to Ohio. Rain is falling in cities including Philadelphia, while it's icy throughout Massachusetts. The storm making its way through Texas, where Tom Bamford is traveling, he tells USA Radio News.
I left Marfa, Texas yesterday morning, and it was 17 degrees with a wind chill of zero. When I got to Sanderson, Texas, we were stopped for over an hour and a half. The ice on the road had become so thick, the highway patrol had closed the highway.
President Biden says the latest monthly jobs report shows America is back at work. The United States adding 467,000 jobs in January. USA Radio News. The House is expected to vote on a bill which would allow the United States to better compete with China on the global stage when it comes to producing semiconductor computer chips. The all-important chips are found in nearly every piece of technology we use, from coffee makers to automobiles, and the global shortage caused by the COVID-19 pandemic spotlighted the fragile nature of the supply chain and the need to drastically increase domestic production. Speaker Nancy Pelosi believes the America Competes Act will help the American economy.
We have a $45 billion support the manufacture and acquisition of critical goods that are essential for our national economy, our national security, and that includes components and products for public health and biological preparedness.
Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio says he's boycotting the Winter Olympics getting underway in China. USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open if you want to join the show. And nobody's back.
Nobody's back.
It's Ian, Bonnie, and nobody in the studio tonight. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We've been following the Freedom Convoy pretty closely here on Free Talk Live over the last couple of weeks. I have not heard any updates today besides this one, and it's a big one. This is a $10 million update, and it's not in a good...
I have an update.
It's not in a good way. You got an update on the Freedom Convoy?
Yeah, about what the military said.
Oh, yeah, I definitely want to hear about that. The Canadian military has apparently weighed in on this situation. But first, from Medium.com. So I had pulled up the GoFundMe fundraiser, which had been at over $10 million Canadian dollars for the last few days. They, quote-unquote, had paused the fundraiser as of probably two or so days ago. Yesterday it was still there, it was still paused. Earlier today it was still paused. And then I noticed that the URL is now forwarding to an article written by GoFundMe on the Medium.com site. Update. GoFundMe statement on the Freedom Convoy 2022 fundraiser. To ensure GoFundMe remains a trusted platform, we work with local authorities.
That's not going to ensure that you become trusted.
Nope. Yeah, didn't trust you before you said that. Sure as hell don't trust you now.
To ensure we have a detailed, factual understanding of events taking place on the ground, because you can always trust the police to give you a true unbiased view of what's going on.
Nobody
somewhere.
Tells the truth.
Oh, yeah. Just look at how there is no misinformation coming out of the government about COVID.
Right.
They didn't call the wet market. They were so honest about the wet market. They didn't call anybody a conspiracy theorist for noting the obvious that it came out right next to Wuhan lab.
Mm-hmm. Following a review of the relevant facts and multiple discussions with local law enforcement and city officials, this fundraiser is now in violation of our terms of service, specifically Term 8, which prohibits the promotion of violence and harassment, and has been removed from the platform. So what violence were they promoting? I looked at this thing, and it didn't say anything about violence. It didn't say anything about harassment. So what are they talking about?
Well, they were trying to make the cops kill them.
The truckers?
Yes, they were promoting violence against themselves by the government, which is oh so good at violence.
Well, the interesting thing is the cops haven't really done much as far as, like, enforcing on this.
The cops are they're almost on the side of the good guys here. They're hating this whole being nanny to everybody.
That's true.
Is what I'm hearing. And they didn't like the vaccine mandates themselves. A lot of them quit.
Yeah.
Here in Keene, it's true that all the police officers agree that they don't want to enforce the mask mandates.
That's correct.
And we've heard that from cops, multiple cops.
Yep. Now, they won't. The police chief will not say that publicly because he's a politician. He answers to the city council, and he has to play both sides. Like, he knows, we're just talking about Keene, I can't speak for Ottawa, but in Keene...
It's the same kind of monsters.
I suspect it's very similar there. In Keene, the rank-and-file officers do not want to enforce things like a mask mandate. We don't have a vaccine mandate in New Hampshire. It's illegal for the government in New Hampshire to have a vaccine mandate, so that's a good thing. That's one of the nice things about being here. But there are some cities like Nashua and Keene that do have mask mandates. And so the Keene police is not interested individually in enforcing this. But when interviewed by the local newspaper, the police chief said something very, like, cautious and very constructed. His answer to the question, because what had happened, for listeners that may not have heard about this, a Keene police lieutenant named Jason Short came out and spoke against the mask mandate and encouraged mass civil disobedience against the mask mandates here in Keene, which is...
Short's occasionally a good guy.
Every now and then.
He said stuff like he was quoting somebody on Free Talk Live. He was like, this won't stop until people stop complying.
Yeah, he really, I got to give him credit where credit's due. He took the right side on this particular issue.
Maybe he's
gotta
been
like
reading.
That.
He's been reading freekeene.com.
He's certainly been, paying attention to us over the years. He was one of the bad guys in Derek J's victimless crime spree. He was arresting people for doing victimless civil disobedience. And
he
now
also assaulted our friend during the raid on March 16th,
and
2021.
But credit where credit's due. Now he's advocating it, so good. But the point I wanted to make, though, was the chief, when he was interviewed by the local newspaper, what do you think about your officer saying these things? The chief's response was essentially, well, my officers can say whatever they want on their own time. I can't tell them they don't have freedom of speech. And as far as the enforcement of the mask mandate goes, our officers will enforce this according to my guidance. Or something like that. It was clearly a political statement where it sounded like, at a glance, it sounded like he was saying the police will be enforcing this. But what the reporter did not ask him was, well, what will be your guidance? And the guidance could very well be, use your discretion, officers.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be it, right? So I think that you probably are dealing with something similar in Ottawa, where the police chief is going to be saying one thing, and the officers on the ground are going to be doing nothing about it, right?
Yeah.
So I did hear, I don't remember where I saw it, but I did hear that there have been a couple of arrests in Ottawa. Now, remember, it's been a week. There have been tens of thousands of people at the minimum, maybe more than 100,000, that have gone through this protest over the last week. I'm not saying they're all there at once.
They're a fringe minority.
Which is ridiculous. There's people of all shapes and sizes
Floating
and colors.
Justin Trudeau
yeah,
there.
Yeah. But there's there's people. There's black people there. There's Asians there. There's I saw the one.
All those racist black people and Asians hanging out.
Right? One guy was a Sikh. He was wearing a turban and he was a truck driver.
Definitely transphobic.
Yeah. So. And so apparently there were two arrests, and the thing is, we don't know what those arrests were for. Somebody said there have been two arrests. It could have been people attacking the truckers, for all we know. We have no idea what those two arrests were.
I've seen some crazy people out in the street screaming at the truckers.
Yeah, I've seen video of that, too.
Yeah.
But let me go back to the...
You know, everybody that I've seen interviewed about it at the trucker convoy has said that they are just there for freedom of choice. Yeah. And a lot of them said, I'm vaccinated.
They're all laid back. They're saying this is about peace. It's about love. We just want to be left alone. This is about freedom.
They're not a fringe minority who has crazy, unpopular opinions. They are probably the majority in Canada.
Well, at the very least, they are a significant minority. They're the ones who deliver everything that you use.
Well, I mean,
they
have a lot of supporters there, too.
Yeah, but these people are some of the most important people in any given country. They literally make everything move, right?
And they had the balls to be out there when a lot of people were cowering in their houses.
Yeah.
They kept rolling because they had to.
I'm going to go back to the statement here, this lame-ass statement from GoFundMe, their excuse for taking down a $10 million fundraiser, $10 million Canadian dollars. It had met its goal. They froze the thing for a couple days, and now they're saying, well, we talked to law enforcement and city officials, and we think this is in violation of our terms of service because they say it promotes violence and harassment. They say further, organizers provided a clear distribution plan for the initial $1 million that was released earlier this week. So they got a tenth.
Yeah, I knew that they had released them, but I wasn't sure if that was a fake
thing. They only stole 90% of it?
And confirmed funds would be used only for participants who traveled to Ottawa to participate in peaceful protests. Given how the situation has evolved, no further funds will be directly distributed to the Freedom Convoy organizers.
What has changed?
I have no idea.
They would need
more
lies. Something specific that changed.
They're not.
I haven't seen anything.
We will work with organizers to send all remaining funds to credible and established charities verified by GoFundMe.
So they're going to hand it out to their cronies.
Yeah, they say they're working with the organizers, whatever that means.
That is so messed up. Somebody intended to give their money to this Freedom Convoy, and they're going to give it to just some random charity the person didn't choose to donate to.
The people who donated should form a class, and they should sue GoFundMe.
They do say all donors may submit a request for a full refund until February 19th. So
I'd be requesting something else.
2 weeks. Otherwise, they do what they want with your money.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, it's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The number, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. It's Ian, Bonnie, and nobody in the studio here tonight. And, of course, you can, again, take control of the airways. We're going to... Apparently, there's been a statement by the Ottawa police chief. We were just speculating about what they would be doing and saying, and we'll share that with you here in just a moment. Plus, Bonnie, you have a story to tell us regarding the military in Canada. Apparently, somebody tried to call them up. I don't know if it was Ottawa or if it was Justin Trudeau or whoever.
I think it was the police of Ottawa.
So they tried to call in military backup. You want to pull up that story. Let's talk about it. But also want to make sure that we say thank you to one of our supporters of the Free Talk Live AMPS Patreon, and that's Rick Hall. Thank you, Rick, for helping support AMPS, which stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. And it is a way for you to help get Free Talk Live onto more radio stations all around the country. We've got over 190 great stations today, and we could have 250 or 300 or whatever it is all possible, but it requires your assistance. We certainly appreciate it. And so, Rick, thanks for helping us out there. He's a silver-level supporter over at amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com, and that is our Patreon. And, yes, we are talking about takedowns here. We certainly understand. I understood when I opened the Patreon that, I don't know, maybe it won't even last us 6 months. Who knows? But the reason I had to do it that way was because our credit card provider canceled us a few months ago, and so I needed to do
something.
Wouldn't
even allow me to open a new one, and I'm not under federal indictment.
No, that's right. Yep,
not even state.
No,
you got to up your game.
I suspect they're investigating her too. They don't want anything to do with us anymore for whatever reason. After more than a decade of having no issues whatsoever, no one had ever reported, you know, any kind of fraud from our side of things when it comes to, because everybody was contributing.
But we report fraud on their side of things.
Yeah, well, no, but, I mean, we're talking about the AMP program. Nobody was committing fraud in that case.
I was not.
Oh, right. Good point. There was no one who was committing fraud in that case. And so anyway, they canceled on us, so we went with Patreon, and maybe that won't last. I've heard there's another alternative called Locals, but I didn't hear about that until months after we started the Patreon. And that leads me back to the question I had earlier, is what is a good alternative to GoFundMe? What is the alternative that's not going to take somebody down for political reasons, if that exists?
There's only one way, I think, that a thing like that could be set up, and that's self-hosting.
Okay.
Because, you know, not your keys, not your crypto. And that's the same way with fundraising. No matter who you are, somebody hates you.
Yeah, that's true. And when you're dealing with banks, the banks are ultimately the ones who hold the keys when it comes to credit card and debit card processing.
They're holding all the keys and they're guarding all the doors.
Yeah, and they're awful. They just are just so awful. But that said, unfortunately, we aren't to the point yet where crypto is penetrated fully into the mainstream. So, you know, raising $10 million is certainly possible with cryptocurrency. There's plenty of crypto whales and millionaires out there that can contribute to something. But if you want a mass movement, you've got to be able to take other forms of payment. And so that was my question, is what else is there out there? There was apparently, I was, by the way, looking for the Freedom Convoy 2022 tag on Twitter, which is a good one to search for if you want to find updated posts. And somebody did put a link into a website called givesendgo.com, where there's another Freedom Convoy fundraiser. Again, for those just tuning in, GoFundMe shut down the Freedom Convoy fundraiser, and they're going to
scum.
Yeah, they're going to take the money and donate it to some charities. Apparently,
it's crazy. I don't understand why they can't just refund everyone.
Well, they could, but they're not by default. They're saying you can request refund.
Why would it be legal at all for them to just say, "All right, you donated to this trucker convoy, but instead we're going to donate to Ronald McDonald"?
It's probably
house.
In their terms
the same
of
reason
service.
It's legal for bankers to rob you blind. They're pretty rich, the guys who run
that. There's that. And they probably just have that in their terms of service. It probably says, "Oh, well, if we decide you're against our terms, we get to decide what to do with the money."
It's crazy.
You know? So you agreed to it when you didn't read the terms that no one reads. Right?
Or when you didn't think that a lawful, peaceful protest qualified as a violation of the terms of service, because you didn't realize that they were liars.
So when I first clicked on the Give, Send, Go link, the site was down. So it was like a 403
that's
or something.
Encouraging.
So yeah, there's a web server. I presume that's a good sign in that they are getting slammed with requests, but it's a bad sign in that they can't handle it. The site's going slow now. It is back up, and they describe themselves as the number one free Christian crowdfunding site. And the Freedom Convoy fundraiser.
See, they might shut Arya down.
Their Give, Send, Go, the number one Christian crowdfunding site. You can either give, share, or pray now. So they've got three different options for users.
Because you need
here.
A website to
send
pray.
Me some thoughts and prayers.
So they've raised, I don't know for how long the site's been up, but they've raised about $77,000 so far. So it might have just, I presume it just went up after GoFundMe took down the other site.
For the truckers.
Correct. So let's get into your story, Bonnie. You had something you wanted to share about the Canadian military being apparently attempted to be called in by the police department there in Ottawa. And what did they say? Where's the story from?
The story's from nationalpost.com, and I think they're Canadian because they have a little leaf.
There.
Military tells Ottawa to find someone else to evict the truckers.
Hmm.
The liberals are trying to censor the internet again. Okay, they wrote that. I guess the National Post wrote that part.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when they were the free speech guys? I mean, that's what SDS, Students for a Democratic Society, started out at Berkeley as a free speech movement. That's what kicked off the 60s.
Wow.
You said remember when they were the free, you mean the liberals?
No, the left.
Okay, I gotcha.
The left. They used to care about free speech.
Yeah, not anymore.
It's crazy.
And the Republicans were awful on free speech back in the day.
They also used to care about bodily autonomy and choice. You know, you can do what you want with your body. They used to
only abortion. Only abortion.
Now it's only
the
abortion.
Science is settled.
I agree that it counts towards abortion, but it should count towards anything that wants to put in your body.
Absolutely. I can't even have an abortion. I get no benefit out of the legal, the left's platform.
First Reading is a daily newsletter keeping you posted on the travails of Canadian politicos. Oh, I see. That's what it... Okay, sorry. I read a little subtitle. Despite the Ottawa police briefly raising the possibility of a military intervention to clear a stubborn holdout of Freedom Convoy truckers blockading their downtown, the Canadian Armed Forces...
Blockading them without blocking the streets. That's
right.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm
good at spotting lies.
The mainstream media is just full of it when it comes to their reporting on this this protest, but let's go on.
The Canadian Armed Forces, the CAF, have been quick to say they will be doing no such thing. A spokesperson for the Minister of Defense told the Wall Street Journal on Thursday, quote, the Canadian Armed Forces are not involved in law enforcement in this situation, and there are no plans for such CAF involvement.
They're fighting for our freedom, eh? Gotta like that.
In this case, by not doing anything.
Exactly.
So good. Yeah.
It's kind of interesting because I know that this is going to sound ignorant before I say it, but I always think of Canada as not having a military for some reason.
They usually follow around the United States in whatever messes they get into. So I think they were over in Afghanistan and Iraq, but I don't know.
You never think about the Canadians going and, you know.
No, because they're just too nice, generally. You don't think about the Canadians doing things like that.
Trudeau is...
Not maybe a nice man. Yeah,
that's true. Awful person.
Well, I mean, the rumor is he's the offspring of
Castro.
Castro's
son,
does look like him.
He looks like him. He really does. I've seen the pictures.
It would be one thing if he just looked like him, but then there's also
there's
like
a story
his mom,
about his mom
went down there for the year he was born.
Maybe.
Anyways, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau also said Thursday that a military response is not in the cards.
Yeah, he ran.
Yeah, he did.
He did.
Just like Sununu did when we went to his house and protested.
Brave Sununu ran away. When danger reared his ugly head, he bravely turned his tail and fled. Sununu ran away.
Oh, and now, by the way, Sununu, for listeners that don't know, the governor of New Hampshire, now he's rebranding himself as though he's some sort of freedom advocate. He's having meetings with Jason Sorens from the Free State Project. He went down to...
I'll bet he's wearing a wire.
Maybe. He went down to Florida, I guess, to some sort of Cato conference and gave a presentation about how free New Hampshire is.
Oh, wow. AOC went down to Florida to escape the COVID restrictions. That was hilarious.
The number 603-283-6160. We'll talk more about the military apparently not cracking down in Ottawa. But what does the police chief have to say? I've got a statement from him coming up as well.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.